You're starting to get all crusty and stiffy again.
Camara Show.
A fun storm in the castle.
Bend over and assume the position, you little monkeys.
Men were men back then, I'll tell you. You wanted to do something private with another man, it wasn't gay. No. It was just two men celebrating each other's strength.
I agree with him.
About gay?
Now, did they hear the Mike O'Mara Show on the network, or did they hear the O'Mara Show on the network?
They heard O'Mara Show.
Okay, welcome back to the show.
Trying to tighten up the presentation.
That's okay.
My name's Mike.
Let's get Beth Ann McBride back in here. We didn't finish with her yet. We're not finished. We're not through with her yet.
All right.
Not reached completion?
877-365-3636. Why do you do that?
We've got a door in here. It weighs no less than 700 pounds, and one of these days she's going
to
kill us.
Okay, a few questions before we get back to your whole situation. First question, when you answer the phone, your cell phone, why do you always answer it, this is Beth Ann McBride, when you have, like everybody else that has a cell phone, you have caller ID and you know who's calling you?
Because I can't see without my glasses. So the face of my phone, I can't read it. I just see a blur.
But there's the answer.
That's a good
answer. Yeah, you actually
Buzz
got it.
Buzz looked at me like really surprised.
No waterboarding required.
Lying.
Is that why it was
why
so easy?
Why do you think she's lying?
I think she's lying because I have called her dozens of times when she's in a work environment where
and
she
I
would be like.
And I have my glasses on, Rob.
Right. And so if you have your glasses on, you'd be able to see your phone, right?
If I have my glasses on,
you can see your
and
phone.
And sometimes it's a number that I don't know who it is, so I have to say, hello, this is Beth Ann. How can I help you?
But are we not programmed in your phone?
Mike is.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Buzz is not.
Right.
And Rob is not. Joe is.
Of course.
Colette is. Buzz is not.
Right.
Still
Rob
not.
Rob is not.
These are the lovely little idiosyncrasies that you have.
But have you ever called her when she's been in a situation when she should have her glasses on?
I tried between the end of the show yesterday and this morning.
Oh, I remember.
I called Beth Ann 5 times.
How many?
4 times it went to
voicemail
automatically.
You know why?
This is the woman who allegedly, and I have to use that word because I'm not here, allegedly gets to work at 7 o'clock in the morning and starts preparing for this show in the wee hours of the morning, and also sent me an email about Mr. Tom Green probably about 9:30 last night.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is somebody who, we're talking double digits as far as logging time with the show, but I just can't raise her on the phone. It's totally impossible.
Because of this building. My phone does not accept phone call. I didn't learn that till this morning when I left the building. And you have 14 new messages.
Yeah.
What?
I don't leave messages. If I don't get through, I don't leave messages.
Well, other people did.
I really don't care to leave a message. If somebody's not answering their phone, it bores me to leave a message. I don't bother with messages unless it's absolutely essential. Rob, have you ever known me to leave a lot of messages for people?
You never have.
I really don't
but
do
a
it.
Lot of
I,
times...
I don't do it. Well, Buzz, how many times have I called you in the last 10 years?
Once, and you left a message.
So, Beth Ann McBride, you're back here now. You sold carpet. Then you move on to selling houses.
Right.
That's the
new
blah,
homes,
blah,
new
blah,
blah,
boring,
blah.
Boring. The fact is, I'm curious, during all of this, and I know that our listening audience is very curious about this as well, I would like to hear the story of your medical procedure, your elective surgery.
Oh, yeah.
My breast augmentation.
The what, the why. You are officially the last woman I would have ever thought that would get that procedure
Same
done.
Here.
Why?
You're not about that.
Because the last time we all worked together,
we
Beth
all
Ann.
We want to feel good about ourselves.
Hold on to you. You know, let me answer. You asked me why. I'm going to tell you why. I thought that you're the last person because.
Leave a message.
You were celibate for. Years,
yes.
Right? You chose not to have sex.
I'm still celibate.
Oh, my God. You chose not to have sex. You still choose not to have sex.
Correct.
So why would you have a procedure that is really kind of related to, you know, the way you look towards men and kind of designed, I would think, and correct me if I'm wrong here.
Bigger tees.
To attract men.
I don't know.
If you were not choosing to have relations, normal relations with, with men.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Exactly, Aretha.
You did it.
Because it had nothing to do with what people thought of me. It's how I felt about myself. And I always wanted to have it done. My two sisters are well endowed, and I was not.
So you would look in the mirror and kind of get the, prior to this procedure, and that's and you got tired of feeling that way.
Yeah,
you wanted to get up in the mirror and look at yourself and go,
"Woo!"
Now, may I say something?
Yes, yes, of course. Rob, you can say anything on this subject.
It seems to me that before, you were not well-endowed.
Right.
Bra. Victoria's Secrets does wonders but with padding.
The McBride sisters, and their names are?
Janine. Yes.
I didn't know that during the whole time she was here when we worked with her.
I didn't know there was a sibling.
Janine McBride.
And what's
the busty Janine McBride.
Oh, and Nora Knockers.
What's the other sister's name?
Nora.
Nora.
Nora Knockers.
Nora. And of course, what she doesn't tell is they're both strippers.
That's right.
They're both on the pole. That's why they are.
Are they conjoined?
The conjoined McBride twins. Are these your younger sisters or your older sisters?
Younger.
So you decide you want to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I want to be more proportioned to
just
my big
one
fat
day,
ass.
One day you wake up and decide this. You've been thinking about this your
Since
whole life.
Since I was probably in college.
Oh, so this has been on your mind forever.
Right.
When you were the cotton queen?
He remembers. Thank you, Rob.
That's one
I
of
was
my favorite
Miss
things.
Cotton Hall cotton at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Oh, my God, the
Thank
cotton
you.
Queen.
Now, there's one other aspect of doing this for yourself, as you said, that I want to ask you about.
Right.
A male comedian, I don't remember who it was, once said that if he had them, he would just stay home and play with them all the time. And I've noticed you touching yourself a lot.
I do. Well, because
Do you enjoy that?
I do, I think. But it's two foreign objects that are still inside my body.
Well, you know, we've asked all the questions. You did the house selling, and did you get the boob job before or after you started selling homes?
Before, and before the carpet.
And before the carpet,
no wonder Johnny called.
Now, are you satisfied with the way this whole thing turned out? Are you
Finally.
Satisfied with your procedure?
Finally.
Really?
It's like about 4 or 5 months.
Did they take the before and after pictures?
Yes, they did.
Does your doctor hold on to those and put them on like his website and things like that? A lot of those plastic surgeons do that. I know when I had mine done, he took the before pictures and the after pictures. And the before, unfortunately, had hair. I'm sorry. I'm goofy tired right now. Rob actually declined to have his done after he saw mine on the doctor's website.
Well, here's what you don't know is I donated the tissue for Mike's augmentation.
Yeah, I don't have saline or silicone. I actually have Rob's tissue
Speewag.
Growing in my breast right now. That's why I am just incredibly, like, I have a Jones for Krispy Kreme donuts whenever my nipples get
shirt.
Hard. So you had this done, and you were satisfied with the end result.
Satisfied.
Tell us about the whole thing. I mean, women get sometimes freaked out by that.
Well, I was like,
sometimes,
well, you know.
Sometimes, God forbid, they die.
Oh, complications.
Yes, complications.
I was worried,
very
but
dangerous.
I figured, you know, if it was my time, it was my time.
It's major surgery.
Are they
you know?
Saline?
They are, yes, because that was cheaper.
Would you be
really?
Would you be willing to entertain phone calls about your breasts?
I guess, yeah, sure.
I will only do it if you wish
I've
to.
I've named them.
Okay, see, that's the type of thing I want to know. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to talk to Beth Ann about her breasts.
I bet the name is something like Fred and Ethel.
I think it's going to be Nora and Genevieve.
Janine.
What? That's sick. Sisters.
I never even knew you had just sisters, or do you have any brothers?
I have a brother.
The Irish Catholic family?
John Patrick.
Was it the whole Irish Catholic thing?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, no birth control at all?
Well, they were married.
You have
it was okay.
Well, you have the big Irish Catholic family. That's why you have a lot of kids, right?
Yeah, four isn't
That's
that
a lot.
All right, tell us about all your brothers and sisters. What are you have the brother? What's the brother's name?
John Patrick.
What does John Patrick do?
He owns a video store.
He's either a cop or a bartender.
Adult video store?
No, like gaming.
Does he sell X-rated movies in it?
No.
X-rated
it's gamers.
Games?
It's like, you know, for the Nintendo.
So
the,
he's
the
an
Wii.
Answer me these questions three guy like on The Simpsons? Hello there, Bisham.
Is he a nerd?
Boy, this is very exciting. Please pass the
really.
Dark meat, please.
And he's older or younger than you and the girls?
I'm the oldest.
You are the oldest? Of course.
So but he's the very youngest.
You know, before we take a quick break here, I do have to go to Josh, who has the million-dollar question. Josh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ask the question we've all been wondering.
Beth Ann.
Yes, Josh.
Let's go from what you started at before the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you now, size-wise?
Numbers, please.
Thank you very much. Hang up and listen, Josh. We're going to get the answer everybody's been waiting for.
Well, according to my measuring tape, 42A to 36C.
Wow.
Are you sure it was an A?
Oh, yeah. I got the pictures, the before.
And you knew.
You know, and it's really weird. I didn't think I was that small till somebody... like, snaps a picture of it.
And you're fine with the doctor using the pictures and stuff like that? They're headless.
He doesn't have it on his.
They're headless, right?
You have to sign I didn't sign the thing. I didn't want to go, listen, I'm on the internet enough.
Was it painful?
Yes, I was.
How long was the recovery time?
Months.
Two months.
Yeah, I
two
was
2 months
terrible.
Without jogging.
Without doing anything.
But worth it still, you say.
But it took about 4 to 5 months. I mean, I was having like out of body.
Do you think the pain was worth it, or as Buzz said,
did
you think?
I didn't think that till 4 or 5 months into it.
Really? That it was now you would do it again if you had a chance?
Yep.
Okay. How long ago did this happen?
My surgery date was August 9th of 2007.
Oh, seven.
Oh, practically just a few hours
we
ago.
We must have a birthday party.
I believe we should.
A birthday party. That is a great idea.
Oh, for the twins.
In August, we'll have a birthday party for Beth Ann's breast. She's getting excited.
And running out of the room.
And she is leaving the room.
I wonder if she did that on her own show.
Let's go to Jose. Yes. Jose, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys. Let me first say, Mike, you guys are doing a great show. I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you.
I have a question for Beth Ann. Because last time she was on the show, we found out how she relieves stress.
Yes.
But she still relieves stress in the same way.
That's right. Are you still dating the mirror, Beth Ann? Are you still involved with that?
Mirror.
I'm sorry. We just have to
mirror,
ask these
mirror
questions.
On the wall.
Now, what do you have here?
It's my mentor card.
What is that?
You have to, apparently, when you've had breast augmentation.
Oh, you can talk other women through it? Is that the deal?
I guess I have to have that with me.
Like, would you entertain calls from women who were thinking about having the process?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy wants to know if you still have the mirror.
Yeah.
Don't we all have mirrors?
Do you still visit the mirror?
Yes.
Oh.
Good for you.
Very good.
I'm human.
Jose's question is answered.
We have to continue with this. I've got a lot more questions about your boobs, but coming up next, we have to talk politics. Hillary, Barack, John McCain, all that good stuff, the big Pennsylvania primary today. Take your mentor card back, please.
Thank you.
You mentor women that want to get boob jobs. Everybody gets mentored nowadays. Bob Seska will talk politics with us from the Huffington Post when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.